Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. A little bit of Van Halen bringing us back. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, especially every time Ulala Njinga joins us. Ulala is the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. She's one of our top experts on small business management, especially in the area of marketing and dealing with customers, and she's our good friend Ulala Njinga. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Great to be back.
Good to have you back, as always. Social workplace.
Yeah.
You've been talking about this thing called a social workplace. You know, I'm thinking, I'm imagining my grumpy old bosses that I started working for low those many years ago, what they would have said about something called a social workplace.
They probably would have been none too thrilled.
And they said, shut up, boy, and go back to work.
And go back to work. That's right. And I don't know that sentiment is that different. We have a lot of employers right now who have the same sentiment. So,
well, and I think it's not their fault, because social, see, and you know, you may have heard me say this before, Ulala, I don't like the term social media in a business setting. Social and business, those two just don't mix.
They feel like they don't mix.
They haven't, and, you know, historically, at least.
They haven't.
So if you're gonna get the grumpy old folks to go along with this, you gotta find a better way of helping the medicine go down.
Well, I don't know about the grumpy part. however, what I will say is if you really think about it, it really doesn't matter if we're B2B or B2C. At the end of the day, we're P2P. We're people doing business with people.
Exactly.
And that by nature makes us social.
Right.
Whatever clothes you want to put on it, at the end of the day, we're just people.
That was good. That was really good, Ulala.
Thank you.
I'm completely converted now.
Or at least a little bit. You've done a pivot in the road. But, you know, we've got to embrace that we're just people trying to get along, trying to figure it out. You know, some of us have a little more than others. Some of us have a little less than others. But at the end of the day, we're just all trying to figure out. And that's what makes it the social workplace. And employers really have to pay attention to the market trends that are impacting workplace trends. And it is
right.
This social component. So what do you do? You know, when you're in a meeting and someone is tweeting, when you're in the middle of a sales meeting, or, you know, you're at a company picnic and someone is putting up, you know, pictures of, you know, someone bobbing for apples and they're drenched in, you know, wet, and this is normally someone who wears, you know, very fancy, you know, Brooks Brothers suit and, you know, an Armani tie or whatever.
Right.
I mean, it has become this real gray area for employers, and it's okay to sit in the gray for a minute and figure it out. It really is okay.
Well, some of that is really so different that the folks who are pushing this social thing need to be a little bit more considerate and patient with the folks who are resisting the new direction.
I totally agree, and the word that I use is thoughtful.
And don't be disrespectful or dismissive of folks like that.
Exactly.
Because don't forget,
they're
probably the people upon whose shoulders you stand.
There's a lot of truth to that.
Am I right?
Absolutely. There's a thoughtfulness. There's a consideration. And everyone has their own perspective about what those two words mean.
Let me give you an example. I was in a meeting. Mm-hmm. I was in a retreat not all that long ago. And the guy running the retreat, leader of the company, is a complete tech savvy guy in his 50s, but he gets it and all that. And there were about a dozen people sitting around the table, very much future. We're talking about futuring and everything, right?
Okay.
And he finally had to say, everybody, please put your iPads down. Let's talk face to face. Because they had their iPads, and I don't know what they were doing. You know what I mean? But he just didn't feel like that the moment that he was trying to create was not going to happen if everybody has the technology in their hands.
And there's
guess what? He was right.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of truth to that. And that's why I say, you know, find the right balance for your employees and the employer. What's the right balance for your company? Social doesn't necessarily mean technical. You know, there are a lot of companies mm-hmm. that have virtual employees or remote workers. And, you know, how do you create a social space for them? Social is about connectivity. It's about thoughtfulness. It's about exchange and sharing. It's really about community.
It's not, but I like what you just said. It's not necessarily about devotion to technology. And, you know, everybody right. knows that I use technology as much as anybody in the world. Here, I couldn't do what I do without technology. But I do know when technology becomes not the friend of whatever it is I'm trying to do, when it kind of gets in the way.
Absolutely. And it's different for every company, and every company's culture will support something different.
Right.
And that's why I tell people, if you do not have a social media engagement policy by design, then your employees will create one by default.
Say that again. Whatever this is going to be on the test, folks.
Okay. If you do not have a social media engagement policy by design in your company, then your employees will create one by default.
Mm-hmm. And you won't like it.
And you will probably not like
it. No, you won't like it.
Because it'll be everything from, you know, trying to get a report out and someone saying, but I have to update
right.
my Facebook status. You know, it could be anything. So you've mm-hmm. got to open up that conversation about what's appropriate, what's thoughtful, mm-hmm. what's considered.
And what are the company standards? And we're not talking about keeping people offline. We're just talking about we all know that our personal lives and our workplace, our business lives are very closely woven together anymore, right?
Absolutely.
We don't leave, Absolutely. When we go to work today, we don't leave our personal lives behind. We bring it with us in our pockets or in our purses, right? Or it's in our hand. We bring all that with us. You've got to know how and when things, it's appropriate to do things and when it's not appropriate to do things.
And, you know, the word appropriate is very subjective, Jim.
We talk about that when we come back?
Absolutely.
This is really important. And, you know, I have to, whenever we talk about these things, folks, you know how long I've been using technology. You know, I mean, I was one of the first people to stream on, to do a simulcast on the radio in the world. And so it's not like I'm not keeping up with this thing, but sometimes I feel like I need to be, you know, the grumpy old guy in the room, especially when we're talking about social media, because, you know, remember this, folks, it's a tool. It's not going to change the world. It's just a new tool. 22, right back after these messages with Ulala and Jinga.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.